United as One. Judges 20:1-11.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was assembled as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, to Yahweh at Mizpah. The chiefs of all the people, even all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen who drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel had gone up to Mizpah. The children of Israel said, "Tell us, how did this wickedness happen?" The Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered, "I came into Gibeah that belongs to Benjamin, I and my concubine, to spend the night. The men of Gibeah rose against me and surrounded the house by night. They intended to kill me, and they raped my concubine, and she is dead. I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, you children of Israel, all of you, give here your advice and counsel." All the people arose as one man, saying, "None of us will go to his tent, neither will any of us return to his house. But now this is the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up against it by lot, and we will take 10 men of 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 of 10,000, to get food for the people, that they may do, when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have worked in Israel." So all the men of Israel were gathered together against the city, knit together as one man. Often, following a horrible tragedy, the people of God will unite with a common purpose. Although the problems in Israel had been there for quite a long time, nothing had been done about it yet. This is an especially unique time in history because it deals with civil war in Israel. By recording this event, the Bible shows us that there is a time when civil war is necessary. My heart tells me that this war could have been avoided had righteous men addressed the wickedness earlier, but it had gotten so far out of hand that a Levite's wife was raped and killed. This horrible thing was what God used to bring them together. Here we read that 400,000 men gathered against Gibeah of Benjamin. That's one of the biggest Israeli armies we have read about in this book, even though they were forced to gather against their own brothers. One thing I notice is that even though this book has been full of darkness and sin, this final piece of history gives us some hope. Even without a king, the people of Israel were able to come together in righteousness to do a very difficult job. It reminds us that men who know and believe in God and His Word can make a difference in very evil and difficult times. We don't need to wait for a crisis. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we must also stand together as one and take the offensive against the darkness.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.